Take over Melbourne.
A new generation of storytellers.
Young Melburnians.
Teenagers from every corner of our city.
Telling it like it is.
Sam from Kilsyth.
A few years back, I was dealing with my fair share of mental health problems and substance abuse. One of the ways I would lash out was by graffitiing using my tag RYASE, R-Y-S-E. I'd write my name on whatever surface I could find. Things slowly began to change when a friend of mine who shared my love for music, he moved in with us for a while. We began making music, and living together also meant we had a unique artistic relationship. Sometimes he'd come into my room at midnight and go, "Hey Sam, I've got a new song, want to check it out?" And I'd have a listen, and from there we'd work through the night, and before we knew it, we realised it was almost time to go to school, so we'd get in a couple hours sleep and then, yeah, head off to school. So it was really good we had that connection, because it wasn't just a random stranger I was engineering. We were family. We were living together. I knew everything about him. I've been in my deep thoughts. Can't even help with these suicidal thoughts. That's more by these demons. Baby, tell me, can you see them? Can you see it in my eyes? Shorty, tell me no. One of the things I love about music is it can be an incredible tool for people facing mental health problems or drug issues or other issues with their life. It's so powerful, the fact that you can listen to a song and it can change your mood. It's incredible. I believe a song can change your entire outlook on life. And as a music producer, I witnessed and experienced how music can be like therapy. It helps people get things off their chest, express themselves, and give the pain they were holding a release. As time passed, I started working with new artists all across the industry. It all just sort of happened organically by just being around. People ask you to help them on projects. You meet other creative people in recording sessions, and then it just grows from there. So I've currently got 6 artists signed to me, and the name that I once used to graffiti on trains and buildings, RYASE, is now the name of my production company. It's my pride, my identity, and it's a place where I can use my love for music to do something meaningful.
Hear more Takeover Melbourne stories at abc.net.au/takeover.